You're tuned to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. U.S. House Speaker Tip O'Neill of Massachusetts once famously said, "All politics is local." It was a statement both bold and obvious, and eventually his axiom would become part of the American lexicon. You know, if Texas were to develop its own iconic axiom, it might want to put its mind where its mouth is. In his new book, Jose Ralat travels across Texas and the U.S. to discover how a food once thought of as inherently Mexican now tells us a whole lot about who we are as Americans. This book is American Tacos, and the author, Jose Ralat, is the first taco editor for Texas Monthly. Jose, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Your book is sort of old-school road trip. With a lot of history and a lot of great storytelling here. So how did you decide to sort of segment the chapters as you did?
So I wanted to talk about as many different American developed tacos as I could in as simple a format as possible. So I chose 8 tacos that are really more than 8 tacos once you get into those chapters, and focus on them as the foundations, because there are a lot more than 8.
Yeah, I'll say. You know, I want to jump into one of them if you're cool with it. Mm-hmm. You write about the Helen of Troy of tacos, and this raises perhaps the most contentious question ever asked by Texans: where in the state can you get the best breakfast tacos, and what makes it the Helen of Troy of tacos?
Well, everyone wants to claim the beauty that is the breakfast taco, and everyone sees it as their right these days. And the fact of the matter is that Austin, San Antonio, Corpus, no one owns that. As I say in the book, the breakfast taco is a border food. It doesn't necessarily belong to Texas, but it's certainly a Texas food.
Is there a city that can claim to have invented? Because I know that there have been various accounts which have exploded into various breakfast taco wars over the years, which you write
right
about. But is there a place that can rightfully claim the origin of the breakfast taco?
Yes, Mexico.
There we go. So take that, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas.
Although you won't find very many good breakfast taco places here in Dallas. That's one thing that we are short on.
Why do people feel so attached to their tacos? There's something cultural happening there.
Right. So tacos are defined by their time and place, that they are a reflection of who we are via population shifts, market supply and demand. They're the manifestation of who and what we are, and all of our desires in this little dish. Why do people feel so strongly about them is because everyone's worked so hard to develop or add a piece of themselves and their culture to something that is quickly globalizing.
You write about the complicated history of barbacoa, which is obviously big in Texas, but
yes,
I think in some circles, and you talk about this, kind of look down upon. You describe barbacoa as having barbaric connotations, but doesn't barbacoa just mean barbecue?
Barbecue means barbacoa.
Well, yeah, let's get that right.
It's the other way around. Yeah, so that was one of the interesting notes that I found during my research, is that because it is or was traditionally cooked in the ground. It is looked down upon. It is barbaric. There are some reports by colonizing Europeans that some barbacoa was actually human flesh. I don't know if that's true. I mean, you know, when the Spanish first came over, they said a lot of things, and some of them aren't true. They weren't true. They were justifications for their own barbarism.
That's really interesting. And you think that that sense of what barbacoa was sort of survived the years into, mm-hmm. well, nowadays, I mean, people love barbacoa, but even today, I mean, it's like it's often considered as the meat that's left over, right?
Right, right. And that's certainly where it got its modern roots. It's the cow head predominantly, which no one really wants. So the white ranchers would give it to the Mexican ranch hands, and they would make a feast out of it.
But it is arguably the best, most flavorful taco you can get in Texas. In fact, you write about this place in Brownsville, right? Sort of ground zero.
Yes. Vera's. Vera's is the only restaurant in the state that is permitted to cook barbacoa de res in the ground. And they do so in a brick-lined pit, cooking it for 12, 14 hours. What comes out is silky, fatty, just a tad bit smoky. It's delightful.
I want to get down there now and check it out.
But it's so far away, even from Austin.
Well, still, it's worth it, I think.
Hey, yes, it is.
Quick final question.
Sure.
For listeners who might just have a couple of miles to, you know, find their favorite taco place, are there any tip-offs, some signs of a truly amazing taco joint?
Sure. There's the packed parking lot. Although I'm not sure that you want to do that right now, considering yeah. the pandemic.
Right.
There are things that you can look for on the outside of a restaurant. For example, are they advertising handmade tortillas? I recommend that you order whatever they make in-house. What else? You know, look at their salsas. Do they have more than red and green? These are things that will lead you to a whole new level of a taco experience.
And the expert has given you some sound advice there. Indeed, Jose Relat has written the book on American tacos, literally. Jose, congratulations. And thanks so much for spending some time with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.